Today, Iran said that its decision to build 10 more uranium enrichment plants is a direct response to a resolution passed Friday at the International Atomic Energy Agency. That resolution criticized Iran for its secret nuclear activities. The plan for 10 facilities emerged from a cabinet meeting in Tehran held on Sunday. The grandiose scheme is perhaps more threat than possibility. Tensions were already high, but as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, they're now even higher.
Iran may not have the capacity to build 10 new huge uranium enrichment facilities. It may not have the money to finance them, nor the natural uranium to fuel them, and the construction of this scale could take not years but decades. But it was a defiant message to the international community, and the message has been taken seriously. Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., called the announcement unacceptable, adding the Obama administration sees an alternative to engagement.
As Iran makes choices that seem to indicate that it is not at this stage ready and willing to take up the offers on the engagement track, then we will put greater emphasis on the pressure track.
Reaction in Europe was equally unfavorable. The French foreign minister called it a bit childish, but said Iran is playing an extremely dangerous game. The British foreign secretary accused Iran of provocation and dissembling. There's already talk of new and harsher economic sanctions to come against Iran. On Sunday, after meeting with his cabinet, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced that not only would Iran refuse to curtail its uranium enrichment, now it intends to expand that capacity dramatically. We require multiple sites to produce nuclear fuel, Ahmadinejad said, at least 10 new sites. We must begin working on 5 sites now and offer locations for 5 others with all the required facilities. Ahmadinejad's announcement was a sharp slap in the face to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Its 35-nation board of governors adopted a resolution on Friday rebuking Iran for constructing a uranium enrichment facility in secret, whose existence was only disclosed in September. Construction near the town of Fordo is not complete, and the IAEA is demanding that Iran halt the work there altogether. The director of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Ali Akbar Salehi, said the new facilities would be built inside mountains to protect them from attack. We are going to open new sites the size of Natanz, Salehi said. When I say the size of Natanz, what I mean is that the production levels are as high as Natanz. These sites will be located in the heart of mountains with sizable overhangs that would protect them from any kind of attack. Most experts do not believe this scheme is anything but a bluff. It has taken years for Iran to build its first uranium enrichment facility at Natanz. And although Iranian officials constantly claim they intend to install 50,000 gas centrifuges, the machines that actually enrich uranium, they have barely 4,000 up and running in the 7 years since the existence of the Natanz facility was uncovered. Still, the world needs to take Iran's intentions seriously, says Mitchell Reese, Dean of International Studies at the College of William and Mary in Virginia.
I think it speaks again to a longer-term threat or intention on the part of the Iranian regime that they will not be deterred, they will not acquiesce, at least at this point, to what the Western powers have put on the table. It's now up to the United States to take the lead in crafting a much tougher response.
There is an offer on the table to provide Iran with nuclear fuel for a reactor that produces isotopes to treat cancer patients. Iran first accepted this deal, then rejected it, but offered a counterproposal that the U.S. and Europe say is unacceptable. The IAEA resolution on Friday and Iran's defiant response to it appear to be overshadowing altogether the efforts of the Obama administration at diplomatic engagement with Iran. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.